T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, April 9th. We'll take a look at National Guard troops heading to the south.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. A Derby family is safe following a weekend fire at their home.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. So far, there's been little consistency to the month of spring, but a big warm-up is on the way. Our forecast is coming up.
Wichita police are looking into a case of a body that was found early last evening in the 1700 block of South Seneca.
Police say they got the call of a body found in a dumpster just after 6 p.m., and when they arrived on scene, the body of an adult was in the dumpster directly behind a liquor store near the corner of Seneca and Harry.
All I can say right now is we are investigating as a suspicious death,
said Sergeant Mike Linehan of the Wichita Police Department. Police have not released any information about the body or the person who called in the tip, but they do plan to release more information later today. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
National Guard troops expected to arrive along the U.S. border with Mexico in states where governors have already agreed with President Trump's request to deploy them. But their presence in the border towns of Texas, where both illegal immigration and drug trafficking are problematic, is a bit more controversial.
A handful of Texas Guard troops have arrived in each border patrol sector along the Rio Grande. More are coming, but what exactly these troops will do is still unknown. Texas Guard Lieutenant Colonel Travis Walters.
We have people working around the clock currently planning for a larger force to move into the area once our federal partners determine what they need exactly from us.
But local leaders here in both commerce and clergy say a militarized border town is not the image they want. They feel it tells a false story of lawlessness where their town is safe. In McAllen, Texas, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A family in Derby is safe following a fire at their home early yesterday morning.
Fire crews responded to a home in the 1200 block of Hamilton Circle near 71st Street South and Rock Road around 2 a.m. KSN-TV spoke with Derby Deputy Fire Chief Bill Pater.
Crews arrived on scene, found smoke coming from the garage area. Occupants, we had two adults and one child that safely evacuated before our crews arrived. So first crew on scene found fire in the garage. Made a quick knockdown of it, and then we searched the residence, make sure everybody else was out, and found it clear.
Pater says two adults and one child were able to get out of the home unharmed before fire crews arrived. Investigators don't have a damage estimate at this time and are looking into what started the fire. The Red Cross is currently assisting the family with any additional needs. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump has welcomed former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, now his new national security advisor.
John Bolton is strongly opposed to the Iran deal, has talked about preemptive strikes against North Korea, and calls Russia a threat. He said in an op-ed last year after the G20 summit, "Negotiate with today's Russia at your peril." Moments after it was announced that he would be President Trump's new national security advisor, he went on Fox News but declined to get into how he'll advise the president or relate to other advisors who disagree with him.
If the government can't have a free interchange of ideas among the president's advisors, then I think the president is not well served.
Ahead of today, Bolton was reportedly meeting with White House attorneys over potential conflicts of interest, since his PAC and super PAC have been involved in midterm election fundraising. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kansas legislators have approved an increase in spending on the state's public schools. They're trying to meet a Kansas Supreme Court mandate on education funding. Sometimes rancorous, the final days of debate highlighted deep divisions among top Republicans. GOP Governor Jeff Collier publicly endorsed a bill that would phase in a $534 million increase in education funding over 5 years. He sided with House GOP leaders who largely drafted it. KSN News spoke with Governor Collier.
This is the right decision. There are some people who wanted no money. There are some that wanted billions of dollars. I think this is a good faith effort. Kansas schools are good schools. We're ranked in the top 15. This will help move us up forward. And I think this is an opportunity for us all to come together. It's a good, solid, workmanlike product.
The Senate's GOP leaders favored a plan, however, to phase in a $274 million increase over those 5 years. They argued that the bigger plan approved early yesterday and sent to the governor would force lawmakers to raise taxes within a couple of years. Close votes, 21-19 passage in the Senate, 63-56 passage in the House. 6 months after Hurricane Maria, the Federal Emergency Management Agency still absorbing lessons.
Deputy Director Daniel Kanuski says FEMA is committed to simplifying the disaster recovery process.
Making FEMA programs as clear and as easy as possible for survivors to navigate.
He also sounded the alarm about FEMA's indebted flood insurance program.
Without proper reforms from Congress, we will continue to go deeper and deeper into debt.
FEMA's strategic plan calls for a culture of preparedness where both the government and individuals are ready when disaster strikes. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
It is 8:05 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Yo, Adrian, what's going on in Philadelphia? And a disgusting guy is on the loose somewhere outside of Boston. Yuck. We'll tell you about that. Those stories are on the way on KNSS. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Actor Sylvester Stallone raising his fist right under Philadelphia's famous Rocky statue.
While promoting the upcoming film Creed II, actor Sylvester Stallone surprised a crowd outside the Philadelphia Museum of Art, flexing his muscles by the famed Rocky statue and the 72 Rocky steps. The 71-year-old will reprise his famous role as boxer Rocky Balboa in the latest installment of the franchise. He shook hands with politicians, law enforcement, and fans, sharing a clip on Instagram captioning, "Keep punching, Philly." Stallone won a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Creed and was nominated for an Oscar. Creed 2 is set to release in November. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In a town outside of Boston, police are on the lookout for a man who is pretty disgusting.
Burlington, Massachusetts police have released photos of a man they say may have been putting urine inside of air fresheners and soap dispensers in the men's bathroom at the town's public library. A witness found a cup of urine in the bathroom, but the staff reported the smell never went away. Then they realized it was coming from the soap dispensers and air fresheners when they made their discovery. Police are calling the man in the photos they've released as a person of interest. No arrests have been made thus far. Jim McKay, Fox News.
It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS here on this Monday morning as we get ready to go with the work week. And let's take a look at, we'll be taking a look at traffic here shortly. It's a little cool to begin the week, of course, but looks like the sunshine will be heading to us before too long and warming up as the week goes along. But let's take a look at traffic as we get started here, Jad.
Yes, and right now in traffic, got a couple of stalled out vehicles out there slowing you down this morning. Northbound I-135 at Kellogg. Watch for a slowdown there. We've also got a stalled out vehicle. This one, a truck eastbound Kellogg at Seneca. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we take a look at the weather forecast here on this Monday morning, let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday for the latest. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. Another chilly start to the day for us here in South Central Kansas with some cloud cover and a few showers possible through mid-afternoon. Our high 53. It'll be clear tonight. Our low near freezing at 32 and then breezy, warmer tomorrow, Tuesday 65. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north that is cloudy and 39 degrees. KNSS News Time 8:11. The latest on possible tariffs and trade talk, and farmers certainly have something to say about that. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland this morning. And Rachel, when this all started brewing up, I know one of the first members of Congress to yell to the hilltop about this was Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, because when trade and tariffs start getting mentioned, it seems like agriculture is the first thing that starts taking the brunt of all this.
Yeah, there's a lot of lawmakers who have been speaking out. Actually, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst being another one. They're saying this could be very, very tough on agriculture. The American Farm Bureau Federation talked to him on Friday, had a lengthy conversation. They would like to see the Trump administration go to the negotiating table sooner rather than later to work this out. Because, again, as you mentioned, America's breadbasket really being targeted with soybeans and pork in particular. $1 billion worth of pork products go to China every year. Now, some of the president's surrogates, you know, making the rounds on Sunday shows, like economic advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News Sunday, he tried to really dampen fears about a trade war, saying that that's not what's going on. In fact, these tariffs have not even been implemented yet. But it's interesting that really Trump country in particular has been hit hard by the threat of Chinese tariffs, and farmers are really looking for some relief there. They're concerned. The Agriculture Department has said that they have a plan to help America's farmers in case China does retaliate and follow through. But right now, I emailed, talked to the USDA. They sent a statement saying that they have, that Sonny Perdue, the agriculture secretary, has the back of farmers. The president does too. But they didn't give me specifics on a plan, a rescue plan, if this were to hit them hard.
You mentioned the tariffs have not been put into place yet. Is there any thought that a lot of this is positioning and for other things that might be coming down the line? Or is this something that is pretty much getting to be a done deal?
At this point, Larry Kudlow was saying, again, nothing has happened. This is a way for the president to really twist China's arm. But at the same time, he said it's not an empty threat, that the president can and could, you know, make good on this. So, again, it's a lot of uncertainty. And you look at the markets. Markets don't like uncertainty. You start seeing,
right,
you know, Friday's drop was pretty significant. I think futures are up today. But still, investors concerned.
And, of course, this is not something that came out of the blue. Donald Trump, it was one of his campaign, he beat the drum on this pretty regularly while he was running for president. He has felt that America is not getting fair deals when it comes to worldwide trade, and he has continued to come through on that during his first couple of years in office.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's partly the other, you know, promises he had, like regulations he's really worked on, rolling back regulations. And, yeah, he talks about China a lot. Even 20 years ago, he was talking about China. It's been kind of something that's bothered him for some time. So it's not a surprise, yet when it becomes a reality, I think people are nearing reality. I think a lot of people start getting nervous.
Rachel, how do the cherry blossoms look in Washington, D.C. right now?
Oh, you know, right now I think they're a fleeting beauty, to be sure. But I drove past them on Friday, and they were just gorgeous, and they're supposed to be in peak bloom over the weekend. On Saturday, though, temperatures dropped. Like, it was supposed to snow, believe it or not, around here. So that didn't really happen, but it would have been a cold day to go out, so I stayed home. But I did see them. I love seeing them every year. They're really beautiful.
Yep, you get that fleeting look at them, and then it's gone for another year.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live this morning from Washington, D.C., talking about farmers' reaction to the Chinese tariffs that may be coming, but certainly a discussion that will continue in weeks and months ahead. It is 8:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, here with Steve and Ted. Of course, another thing that comes around every year, besides the cherry blossoms in Washington, is tax time.
Yep.
Tax day is over 8 days away.
That's right.
A week from tomorrow. Tax day fast approaching, new tax code signed into law by President Trump recently. Of course, the personal finance website Wallet Hub always comes out with some interesting lists.
Generally,
it has released its 2018 Tax Burden by State report.
Okay.
Which states tax their residents most aggressively based on property taxes, individual taxes, and sales and excise taxes as a share of personal income. Highest tax burdens in America. Here's the worst five states for that: New York, Hawaii, Maine, Vermont, Minnesota. The lowest five of the least tax burdened peoples are New Hampshire, Florida, Tennessee, Delaware, and Alaska. I'm a little surprised to see Florida among the bottom five. Oklahoma, barely. Oklahoma is just outside that bottom five there at 45th. So Oklahoma's folks are not necessarily overly taxed compared to other states.
Right.
Americans spend more than 8 billion hours each year doing their taxes. Average person spends 15 hours doing it, and they also spend an average of $270 in completing their 1040s, probably by paying other people to do it. Or to some other time. Yeah, 7 in 10 taxpayers do get a federal tax refund. The average refund last year, more than $2,900.
I've taken a quick look at the Kansas, see where they fall at on this particular survey. And really, neither at the high or low end of any of the categories that they went through to come up with these numbers.
No, typically, we're right in the middle on a lot of those numbers.
And that's exactly where we're at.
Right.
Yep, 25.
Yep. Nearly a third of folks say they have their biggest tax day fear is making a mathematics mistake on their taxes. Other fears, not having enough money, 29%.
Yeah.
Identity theft, 25%. And getting audited, 16%. 22% of Americans would switch political parties if there was a tax-free future at balance.
Nice.
There you go. Exactly. I like that one. 37% would move to a different country just to avoid, just to have a tax-free future. That seems like a bit much.
Yeah.
24% say they would get an IRS tattoo if they knew that there were no taxes in the future. One half of the people would rather do jury duty than do their taxes.
I don't think so.
The fact that at least you're on jury duty, you're one of 12 people that's responsible for what's going on instead of your own. Yeah,
I guess this is just me and my particular tax situation, but things are so easy for me on taxes that. I think I'd hate to do jury duty because it's more of a waste of time. You know, it's not a waste of time, of course. It's everyone's civic duty. If you have to go to do jury duty, you have to go and do jury duty. But I definitely would spend way more time doing jury duty than I do my taxes, easily.
And then you get the 10% of the people who just basically would check any box to do anything other than their taxes, such as 10% would swim with sharks, spend the night in jail, or drink expired milk.
Yikes.
Yeah. Any alternative. So there's some of your tax numbers on the day.
Yeah.
Tax deadline is 1 week from tomorrow, the 17th.
That's the thing. Year. I get my statement from work, and 10 minutes later, I'm done with mine.
Yep.
I mean, it just doesn't take very long anymore.
It is 8:19 with Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We had a chilly weekend for the Shocker baseball team out at X Stadium. But when you win, that takes a little staying out of the chill. Shocks got beat pretty handily on Friday, but Wichita State rebounded for a strong weekend after that with a big win on Saturday. And capping that off with another one yesterday. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game right here on KNSS.
Lined up the middle, that's a base hit, and that'll get a run home. That one was just hanging there in the middle of the plate, and Vickers ripped it right back where it came from. So Trey with his second hit, second run batted into the game. It is now 8-2, Wichita State in the eighth.
That would be the final score as the Shocks take 2 out of 3 from Tulane on the weekend. Alec Bohm, 2 for 4 on the day yesterday with a home run, and he drove in 3 of the 8 Shocker runs. Nicely done. Wichita State is ranked number 22 in the nation, and the Shocks picked up win number 22 on the season yesterday. 22-7 now, and the Shocks are 3-3 in the American Conference, tied for 5th place. This was the Shockers' first ever home series as a new member of the American Conference. And they'll talk about it tonight. Time to our weekly chat with Shocker head baseball coach Todd Butler, the WSU Baseball Coaches Show with Coach Butler, 6 o'clock tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, broadcasting live from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and K96. So head on out to AJ's at the Alley tonight, have dinner with Coach Butler and Mike Kennedy, and talk some Shocker baseball, 6 o'clock tonight, here on KNSS. The Kansas City Royals are home tonight. After a week on the road, the Royals are home hosting the Seattle Mariners to start a series. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 tonight. First pitch at 7:15 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Royals are coming off a 3-1 loss yesterday at Cleveland in the coldest game ever in Cleveland's Progressive Field history. Game time temperature was at the freezing mark yesterday, 32 degrees. It was pretty miserable, very cold. And the Royals offense still remains ice cold. Kansas City has been playing now for just shy of a couple weeks in the season now, at least a week and a half, and only has two wins so far. But the Royals are back home tonight, taking on Seattle. We'll see how that series goes up in Kansas City. And we do have a football birthday today. Glenn Mason, the former college football coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, is 68 years old today. Glenn Mason had a short stint at Kent State before he got hired at Kansas, was at KU for 9 years, including a couple of bowl wins in the Aloha Bowl, and had a long stint at Minnesota with the Golden Gophers as well. Glenn Mason's birthday today, former KU football coach, is now 68 years old. And in the NBA last night, the Memphis Grizzlies, with a win at home, beat the Detroit Pistons 130-117. Memphis finishing up the stretch in the regular season with a win. And getting the start for the Grizzlies last night, former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore had 13 points. And coming off the bench for the Grizzlies, another Kansas Jayhawk, Mario Chalmers, had 3 rebounds as the Memphis Grizzlies pick up a late-season win in the NBA. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted. Traffic and weather are on the way. And a cable news network floundering in the ratings. Who might that be? We'll find out on Sean Hannity's Morning Minute. That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.